views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch, talking to you from Hubbard Radio here in Seattle on AM 1150 KKNW. You also may be listening on WBLQ in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, cable radio network somewhere across the United States, or Transformation Talk Radio somewhere in the world. And I'm so happy you've joined me here today. And of course, when you're joining me here today, we've got the better half here who is making sure that you actually hear the conversation that's going to be underway. And it's Mr. Benny across the way. Hello, Benny.
Yeah, doing well. So much responsibilities. I know. It's amazing what I do, really.
Yeah, and you do it all in the Seahawks jersey.
Well, you know, I've got to represent. It's Blue Friday, big game tomorrow. So hopefully everyone is planning accordingly because we have a new little storm coming in that's we're getting more word about it, like some wind gusts. But that should not affect our boys in hopefully bringing home a W for tomorrow.
Right. I think the biggest issue may be the 80-foot trees that fall on the power lines that prevent people from actually seeing the game.
I'm actually a little worried because you did mention, I hope the power stays on. And I'm like, oh, you just said it. Please stay on. Because that's going to make a lot of people fairly upset if they can't go to the game.
Yeah, but at least fortunately people have, you know, like iPhones and other smartphones and they can follow the game that way.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not like it once was, you know, many years ago.
Yeah. Cup and string.
We have satellites now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, over the years, I've worked in a variety of types of situations. Once upon a time, I worked in corporate America. I worked in the research environment. I've been a self-employed entrepreneur. I've, you know, taught seminars from anywhere from a handful of people to hundreds of people. I've actually, you know, worked on my own as well as with a small team of people at my healing center. So, you know, within the context of all the different things I've done, I know that I've had both successes and I'm not going to call them failures, learning experiences. And, you know, but there really are some basic things that determine when we are successful within the context of our business, our team, and my guest today focuses on exactly that. He's an expert in this field. His name is John Murphy, and I love the title he came up with for the show today. He's calling it Get Out of the Way and Lead. John is an award-winning American author. He's a speaker, a business consultant. He calls himself a Zentrepreneur, and he's going to talk more about what that means. He draws on a unique collection of experiences as a collegiate football player, speaking of football, a corporate director, a spiritual mystic, and a management coach. He's written, get this, 16 books, and his latest book is called Zentrepreneur. And he has advised corporate clients on building businesses and having a presence in the marketplace. And I'm very happy to welcome him here today on the Christine Upchurch Show, John Murphy. John, welcome.
Thank you, Christine. Very glad to be here. Thank you, Mr. Benny, for setting this all up.
No problem. And we appreciate where you are on the locale. I believe it, the nearest airport, wherever you are.
Was it Newark Airport, John?
Yep, I'm in Newark. It's snowing. My flight's delayed an hour, so I've plenty of time. No worries there.
Okay,
we're sending you a lot of warmth from our area, from the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. So I appreciate that. Yeah, I was in Mexico last week and in Chicago earlier this week in the middle of it. Tundra.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's been a wild week.
Yeah, well, you're in great demand because I think that businesses really need the information that you're sharing. They need the enthusiasm and the knowingness that you share. But John, let's give our listeners some framework. First of all, I love one of the stories from your earlier in your life. When you were in high school, you were a football player, right?
That's right.
And you had a really bad injury to your foot. Can you share a little bit about that and some of the decisions you made within the context of that experience?
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah, you know, football was a real passion of mine. It was in my heart, soul, and I loved the game. I learned a lot of it from my older brother. And we did very well. In fact, we won the state title in Michigan in 1976. And then I suffered a very serious foot injury. I actually, in one of my early businesses, the landscaping and lawn crew business, actually ran my foot through a lawnmower. And after 7 days in the hospital and 10 hours of surgeries, a world-renowned surgeon, Dr. Alfred Swanson, said, you know, your football career is done. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to tell you this, but you need to find something else to do. And it was heartbreaking. You know, I mean, I cried, I wept. It was just so troubling. And, you know, the next day or two, a book arrived. It was sent from my grandfather. It was called On Courage, a book written by Frank Gifford. And in the book, it featured a lot of athletes in particular who overcame serious adversity in their lives. And one of the stories that grabbed my attention immediately was Rocky Blyer, who was a graduate of Notre Dame, went on and won 4 Super Bowls at Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
But in between, he went to Vietnam, and he was physically just mangled. His legs were full of shrapnel and gunfire, and he was sent home. And surgeons essentially told him the same thing, that, you know, go sell cars or insurance or do something else, but your football career is over. And Rocky refused to accept that, put mind over matter, made the Pittsburgh Steelers 3 years later, and carries 4 Super Bowl rings as a starting tailback. And I read that and instantly made a decision that I would at least try to do the same. It's that inner spirit, mind over matter, the entrepreneur that we all carry deep within us. And 2 years later, I was playing for Notre Dame. So I don't know. It's life-changing. And the fun part of that whole story, by the way, at the end of the day, 15 years later, I got teamed up with Rocky on a speaking circuit. I'd just written a book called Reinvent Yourself. And I told him that story. He'd never met me before and didn't know the story. And so, synchronicity and no coincidences. We came together. And he asked me if I would introduce him with that story.
That's great.
Which I gladly did. And it was just very powerful.
Well, you know, I think that so often we buy into what the experts say. We buy into certain rules, you know, that we're taught as truth. And, you know, that experience, from what you said just now and what you said in the book, really kind of shifted your perspective. So let's fast forward a number of years. And, you know, you've been having a successful career in corporate America, and you have a pregnant wife, and suddenly you lose your job.
Yep, 1988. The company I was working for had gone through a big acquisition with an international company, and there were a lot of job changes, and my job in 1988 was eliminated. And to make a long story short, I was scratching my head thinking, what do? Do I go back into it? I was a corporate director of human resources for the North America. Do I go back into the same line of work? Do I try something different?
Uh-huh.
And something inside me said, go teach. Go teach what you've learned and consult and advise. So I started a consulting practice. It was certainly not the best time to do it. I had debt and not a lot of equity and savings.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, my wife was pregnant with her second child. Didn't make a lot of sense. I had 2 partners, incidentally, who went into the business with me and left within the first year. So, again, a troubling situation, a lot of risk, a lot of adversity. But almost 26 years later now, I'm speaking to you, having built a very successful practice and taught tens of thousands of people in 50-something countries. And I can't imagine my life without that adventure.
Yeah. And you know, so often we get stuck thinking, okay, well, it's the universe basically saying that I'm not good enough, or, you know, somehow I've failed, when in fact you were getting nudged to something greater.
Well, exactly. And in every adversity, there's silver linings, there's blessings in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing we can do is play victim and
right.
you know, look for some external person or thing to blame. Because what we're doing is that we're shifting energy away from ourselves. We're disempowering ourselves when we do that.
Right.
So
right.
if I've learned anything, it's that you know, there is mind over matter.
Uh-huh.
And the mind is very powerful, and we sometimes underestimate that.
Sure.
So we have to be very diligent about what we allow into our mind and what we allow to stay in our mind. And that's really the Zen practice, if you will. It's being very present, very very aware, very awake. And what I've learned in the last, you know, 25, 30 years is that a lot of businesses need to wake up,
mm-hmm.
meaning a lot of executive teams, a lot of managers, a lot of corporate directors, they need to wake up. They're not even aware of a lot of the waste and the inefficiency and the disharmony and dysfunction that's going on in their own organization.
Yeah, and it was fascinating reading your book and hearing about your approach because it makes so much sense, and yet it's like the system's been broken, but that's been like the reality for people, like this is just the way we do things. And I'm going to want to talk to you more about that. But before we go to break, I would love for you to share with us your definition of a Zentrepreneur.
Well, sure. You know, Zen, of course, is a it's the practice of it's wisdom and it's balance
mm-hmm.
and it's being present in the now. It's being very positive and seeing the glass half full, not half empty. But it's recognizing the yin and yang of that glass. There is half full and there is half empty,
uh-huh.
and they're both necessary for us to understand the big picture. So, in other words, to understand up, we have to know what down means, and we understand light, we have to know what dark means.
Uh-huh.
So there's wisdom and beauty in the contrast of the world. And what happens is a lot of people get all bent out of shape about something negative that happens,
right.
some disaster, and they fail to see the love and the outpouring of help that people step up and deliver when those events occur.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the yin-yang, that's the Zen part of all of this. And at the end of the day, it's about being positive and seeking well-being and feeling good. And when we combine that with an entrepreneur, you know, an action taker, a risk taker,
uh-huh.
somebody who takes ownership and gets things done, we get this entrepreneur, which is essentially deep within all of us. There's a spirit seeking expression and growth and creativity. And when we get out of our own way and allow that spirit, that entrepreneur, to step up, amazing things happen. Those entrepreneurs make great change and they make positive change, and they get out of their own way to do it.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to go on a short break, but more with John Murphy when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with John Murphy. He's the author of 16 books, and his latest book is called Zentrepreneur. Now, John, before the break, you were talking about combining the sort of the spiritual perspective on balance of Zen with entrepreneurship. And you actually apply this not just with like individual entrepreneurs or small groups, but also in large corporate environments. What approach do you take when you're trying to help a business shift?
Well, we start with an awakening process, and the awakening process is to form a cross-functional team. We call it a baseline analysis team because by bringing people together cross-functionally, they wake each other up. You know, we can be real good in our specific area, our functional silo or department or whatever, but we might not have any clue about the overall system. So we bring people together, and we collect very potent data, sometimes referred to as the brutal facts. Some companies even refer to them as the ugly babies.
Right,
okay?
And, right.
You know, you got to be careful because if you tell somebody their baby is ugly, they're going to, you know, punch error.
Yeah.
Very defensive. And yet that's what it's like a lot of times when you say to a department head or a CEO or a VP or whatever, you know, your department is taking 3 weeks to do something that should take 3 hours,
mm-hmm.
or your right first time rate is 3% when it should be 97%,
uh-huh.
or whatever the data might say. So we form this team, we train them up, we take about a month to collect that potent data.
Uh-huh.
And then we bring in the exec team. We do not give them chairs. We do not allow them to interrupt for 20 minutes. That's a paradigm shift right there.
the leader's having to bite their tongues. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We do not use PowerPoints or any electronics typically.
Oh.
This is graphs up on the wall. We walk the wall. And the wall tells a story about what the clients are experiencing or the uh-huh. customers. That the process flow and how the product or service flows or doesn't flow, the really critical data. And we actually do discover things where it takes 180 days to do something that should take a week,
uh-huh.
you know, and just stunning data that no one's aware of.
And I think so many of us who've worked within the context of a bureaucracy understand that. It's like it can be incredibly frustrating, but it's often difficult to shift the system, particularly if you're not higher up within the context of the work environment.
Well, that's exactly right. And even if you are higher up, you have a hard time changing the overall system because you got to deal with other department heads and other functional VPs. And,
sure.
You know, they've got their agendas and turf and metrics and incentives and such. So changing a system, which is really what this is all about, because, look, if you solve one problem and create three more in the meantime, all you're doing is a shell game. You're just
yeah.
squeezing the toothpaste, but nothing's coming out.
Right.
And yet the client feels that nothing's coming out. The client pays for it all.
Uh-huh.
And so the whole process is about eliminating waste and eliminating unnecessary variation and redundancy and duplication and frustration, because employees do get frustrated with idiotic systems.
Sure.
And we all experience idiotic systems in one way or another as consumers.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. It's got to start with an awakening to what's really going on. That's why I like shows like The Undercover Boss, and things uh-huh. where CEOs go in and actually see what's really going on in their organization.
Right.
Sometimes it's quite emotional and heart-wrenching. But we start with that, and then from that process, we identify very critical cross-functional, I call them systems projects, which means that we address the true root causes. It's kind of like saying if you went into a doctor with and you had a headache, and the doctor said, well, here, take an aspirin.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't solve anything, really. In fact, it creates more problems in your liver and other places. So,
sure. It just suppresses the symptom but doesn't deal with the cause.
Exactly. It deals with the symptoms. So what we do is we say, well, what's causing the headache? And we might discover that, it's the hips are out of alignment, and you're therefore favoring one side, and that's causing inflammation in your upper right shoulder or something like that, and that's pinching off a nerve, and it's causing, migraines or headaches or this or that.
Sure.
Or it's a deficiency in minerals in your body or whatever. When we find those root causes, that's profound, because at that point you can solve problems in a sustainable way where they don't come back. And that's true genius. And mm-hmm. I love a comment Einstein once said. He said, any intelligent fool can make things bigger and more complex. It takes a touch of genius to move and courage to move in the opposite direction.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's often what I'm doing. I'm taking organizations. This one I'm working with this week has over 60,000 people and over $10 billion in sales. It's a very large corporation.
Uh-huh.
And we are breaking free from a lot of the ridiculous clutter and bureaucracy and redundancy and waste. And the people are just coming alive. They love it.
Mm.
They really appreciate not only the process to identify these key projects, but then the process we use to execute on the problems and fix them. It was something we call Kaizen,
uh-huh.
the Japanese word that comes from two words, Kai, which means to take apart and make new, and Zen, of course, is to think good and make positive, make good. So Kaizens are events where we put a group of people in a room for 3 or 4 or 5 days, and we don't just meet and talk about change. We actually execute. We make the changes during the week. And what's powerful about that is, I've had people say, we've made more good change in a week than we do typically in a year around here. I've had ideas for 2 or 3 years, and they've never been listened to or uh-huh. couldn't get them through. And one person up against the system, and the system wins.
Mm-hmm.
So this process creates a channel for people to actually break free of that and break through those barriers. And it's a channel for change. It's very powerful and very exciting.
And it sounds like you're sort of shifting the dynamics of the human connections and interactions, because first of all, you go on this truth-seeking mission and collect all the data, and then everyone has to listen to the truth as it's presented. And then people, all the different pieces, they have voices in the process. And of course, when we start to speak our truth, sometimes it makes others really uncomfortable. And so in this kind of environment, do you find that there are people having to process emotional things as well?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. And at the end of the day, you have to just step up and take ownership for it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You have to accept it. Because if you don't accept that there's a problem, you're not likely to fix it.
Right.
So, it's a lot like a true rehab type program. You got to own the fact that there is a problem, and then you got to go through the steps to make the changes.
Yeah. And
so, and it's also very transparent, if I may say, that, there's nowhere to hide
uh-huh.
when we're looking across the entire organization or across a true value stream or
sure.
or a key slice of it and saying, this is the way it is. Here's the data. It has to be indisputable data so nobody can. And argue. One of our rules, by the way, is if you do disagree with any of this data, give us your data to prove us wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that really keeps it on us.
Yeah, yeah, because it's not then emotionally based, defensiveness,
yep.
but rather hear the facts.
Yep, exactly. And a lot of people do shoot from the hip without good data.
Uh-huh.
An assumption, unchallenged, can ruin companies, it can ruin people. When we don't check our assumptions,
yeah.
and we're operating based on flawed information, it affects us emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually.
Absolutely.
Financially, everything.
And that's huge on the individual level as well as on the organizational level, because we need to seek the truth within our lives and not resist what we find, because when we resist it, it just doesn't allow us to move forward.
Well, that's right. We have to accept the fact that we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
So there's a great humility to all of this, a great humbleness. And I was fortunate to spend my 50th birthday with Dalai Lama, and he was speaking on the wisdom of emptiness in the Heart Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what that means, the metaphor is you need to empty your bowl each day if you're going to accept more, if you're going to receive more.
Absolutely.
You can't receive any more if your bowl's already full.
Yeah.
And so we go through life with full closets, full schedules, full agendas, mm-hmm. full time. And we're in this habit of adding, like Einstein said, any intelligent fool can make things bigger and more complex.
Uh-huh.
Keep adding. But the genius is in subtracting. So if we stop ourselves, whether we're a huge corporation or a homemaker or an art teacher or anybody,
uh-huh.
so we say, what can I subtract from my life?
Mm-hmm.
What can I stop doing? There's just great wisdom in that, because we can stop doing so many almost foolish time-wasting activities to free up time to exercise, meditate, do important things, educate ourselves, spend time with family and children and friends,
mm-hmm.
and build healthier relationships. But we often convince ourselves, well, we just don't have time for that. And we
right.
don't have time because we're spending all our time on all these things. But we don't necessarily look at all these things and say, what do I really have to do? What can I eliminate?
Yeah, and who taught me that I should do this or have to do that, because oftentimes it's just it's internally programmed, and we need to actually, as you were saying before, question the assumptions, because, the assumptions that we accept define our life.
Absolutely. We have to pay attention to who we pay attention to. Means is, so often we're surrounded by lousy advice,
uh-huh.
and some of that advice is coming from people very close to us. Could be
right.
parents, teachers,
sure.
friends. Family members telling us what to do as if they're expert when they're not.
Right.
And by the way, even some people who claim to be experts don't necessarily operate with facts. The world is full of assumptions.
Sure.
So we just have to be conscious of who we pay attention to, including our own inner guidance system, our own intuition.
Yeah.
Now I say the wise pay attention to the wise. So we have to be diligent about, the ideas we accept and use, and the yeah but, because the world's full of yeah buts. In fact, the whole chapter in the book Entrepreneur is titled Yeah But, because
uh-huh.
we get hit with yeah buts all the time. Yeah, but you're too old. Yeah, but you're too young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you
sure.
need to go back to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you won't make enough money if you do that.
Right.
Et cetera.
Sure. So, John, before we go to break, can you share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you and find out more about your books?
Sure. Well, I have a website. It's called venturemanagementconsultants.com. And they can also Google me, John J. Murphy. And there's a lot of John Murphys in the world and John J. Murphys. But if you put the words entrepreneur or Zen or teamwork or leadership in there, I pop right up.
Okay.
I also have a website, which is johnjmurphy.net.
Uh-huh.
And that takes you right to a book I wrote called Beyond Doubt, Four Steps to Inner Peace, which was an award-winning book up in Canada a couple years ago. So, I'm very Googleable. I'm also going to be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles next month.
Oh, wonderful.
On the 8th and the 9th. So if any listeners are in the L.A. area, I'd love to have you come in and say hello.
Sure. Well, we're going to go another short break. But when we return, John, I'm going to want to hear more from you about the importance of asking questions within the context of an environment such as a business, or even within the context of, say, organizing our home. You've got some really important questions that you talk about in your book that I want our listeners to find out about when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with John Murphy. John Murphy is a self-described Zentrepreneur, and that is the title of his latest book. He is an author, obviously, and he's a speaker, a business consultant, and he has taken some spiritual practices and philosophy and connected it with business insights, and he's created programs that helps to shift organizations. Now, John, in your book, you go through the process of saying that within these contexts of trying to make change in an organization, in a business, trying to move forward, expand, there are a series of questions that are important to ask. What are those questions?
Well, the nature of the questions are to open the mind and open the soul, open the heart up to alternatives. Because if we ask questions with a closed mind, a closed heart, it's a waste of time, and it can even be perceived as insulting. So the first thing I say to people is, if you're going to ask a question, pay attention and listen and explore it, contemplate it without judgment. Mm-hmm. And so the questions, in fact, the whole first chapter, chapter one, is titled "What If," and I love the questioning process of "What If," because it's creative. You know, what if we put a person on the moon? What if we, look at Amazon's doing right now? What if we delivered packages to people's houses with drones? I mean, what if we came up with a way to beam books to people and beam music to people and some of the digital technologies? What if, you know, and it just goes on and on and on. If you just step back and look at everything around us, it all started with what ifs. What if we could fly? You know, what if we could get in a vehicle and push a pedal and drive across the country? Huh. You know, if you're back in the horse and buggy age, that seemed crazy.
Sure.
So what you know, what if is a critical question to start with. And, you know, as I've asked that question all my life, what if I write a book? What if I start a company? You know, what if I try something that I've never tried before? What if I try Zumba? I love Zumba, by the way.
I keep wanting to try it. I hear it's a blast.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great form of exercise. You know, what if I try yoga? What if I, I do. And it's so it's open, it's almost like, you know, we're bringing out the child in us, you know, that inner spirit. And the spirit loves the question, what if? And then to be practical, chapter two is titled why, and chapter three is titled why not? Now, those two questions help us with contemplation. Contemplation is where we approach things without judgment, where it's non-dualistic. It's not win, lose, this or that, you know, right or wrong. It's open. Just let's explore it. So let's take this idea. Why should I write a book of this sort? Or why should I start a yoga training class or something? And why shouldn't I? So why do it? Why not do it? What that does is it helps us understand where our true inspiration lies. You know, why do it? What are the compelling reasons? And then why not do it? What are the risks that we should be aware of? Because if we go in blind, and a lot of entrepreneurs do this, okay, we don't really think it through, and then, oops, then we have what I call the oops syndrome. So we have to ask why, and we have to ask why not. And then we have to continue the questioning with questions like who? Who's already doing it that I could learn from, or who could I surround myself for some solid advice, some wise counsel? Who do I need on my team to help support this? And the who is critical.
I love, John, the way you emphasize that it's, even if you're just an independently self-employed person, it's there's always some sort of team effort involved.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. No, you know, it's the ego that wants you to think, oh, you did this all yourself. You're brilliant, you know. Not so. You know, a lot of the books I've written have been suggestions to me from other people. Behind the scenes, there's editors, there's, you know, copy editors, there's publishers, there's distributors, there's marketers, there's publicists. There's just a whole team of people that rally around a common mission, and that's where the real synergy and the power comes from. So, yeah, you know, it's arrogant, quite honestly, and ignorant to think that we do all this stuff on our own. That's just the ego chattering away like it likes to do. And we have to learn to get past it.
Okay, so what are the questions after you hear the and really have gotten lots of the answers for the whys and the why nots? Then what?
So we've got a what if, and then we've got an idea. We ask why and why not. So we're playing with it. We're playing with it. We're evaluating it. We're contemplating it. Then we continue on to say, well, you know, who can help us, and let's get some additional opinion and counsel and help. And then one of the most critical questions, and it's so simple but so powerful, is the question, how? A lot of us have great ideas. We don't know how to manifest them into anything real. Sure. We don't know how to execute. And that includes major corporations. Corporations have struggled for many, many years on how to change culture, for example.
Right.
We know we need to change it. We know we need to eliminate a lot of the fear and the second-guessing and the doubt and insecurity and holding us back. We know we need to do a better job servicing our clients and customers or whatever. But how? And that's why I have a job, because corporations bring me in and say, show us how we actually inspire people to embrace change and get out in front of it and use it to our advantage rather than fear it. Because risk resistance is a major competitor, a major obstacle to the individuals and the organization.
Sure.
You know, if we go through life with the brakes on, you know, we wouldn't drive our car with the brakes on. It doesn't make any sense. There's a time to put your foot on the brake and a time to take it off. But if you're going through life with continuous resistance, you're just burning yourself out. And it's not healthy, not economical, certainly not efficient. So I help organizations identify and eliminate resistance so that we get into a state of what I call flow. Mm-hmm. Athletes call that the zone. You get into this peak performance zone where it's almost timeless, it's fearless, it's highly productive. You know, writers get into flow, speakers get into flow, doctors get into flow.
It's
and,
a
you know, we
very
all get
powerful
into
place to be.
Point.
Yeah, it's a creative, expansive place to be. But how do you get help companies and help the individuals? Because really, every organization is a compilation of individuals. How do you help them to get beyond the fear?
Well, we have to recognize where the fear is coming from, number one. So what's the root cause to fear? It's actually ignorance. We just don't know any better. And fear is a creation of the mind. It's an illusion in most cases where you're afraid of something I'm not afraid of, or I'm mm-hmm. afraid of something you're not afraid of.
Right.
So it's not the thing, okay? Take job loss. A lot of people are afraid of losing their job.
Right.
Well, that doesn't bother me at all.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of things. And when you get into the whole Zen approach to it, we fear losing that which we value, which is what's often referred to as an attachment.
Sure.
So the more attached we become to things, to people, then the more we fear losing that, whether it's conscious or subconscious fear, it doesn't really even matter. It's just we go through life with the brakes on because we're playing it safe, we're afraid. And we're not trusting the universe, we're not trusting source energy, we're not trusting God to help guide us on our journey.
Uh-huh.
And To really get into a state of flow, you have to identify barriers and let them go. It's kind of like opening the valve on a faucet. You know, the water's there, it wants to flow, but
sure.
the valve's closed, not coming out.
Right.
So true empowerment, whether it's self-empowerment or we're looking for ways to empower our children or others, true empowerment is about opening the valve. It's about getting things out of people's way. Getting obstacles and barriers. And most of those barriers, by the way, are actually in the mind.
Self-imposed, right? Then. Yes.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they're in the mind. We talk ourselves out of all kinds of things we can do, but we just don't think we can do them, or we're afraid to try. And so the disempowerment is actually coming from ourselves. That's why mm-hmm. I say get out of the way and lead.
Right.
Get out of your own way, for one. But incidentally, if you're a manager and you're afraid, and a lot of them are, you're getting in other people's way.
Sure.
And they know it. They can see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's detrimental to creative expansion and business success. We have to go to another short break. More with John Murphy when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
But I knew that it would come. An old true friend of ours was talking on the phone. She said, you found someone. And I thought of all the bad luck and all the struggles we went through.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, Transformation Talk Radio, and CRN. I'm talking today with the author of Zentrepreneur, John Murphy. Now, John, you know, we've talked about some of the questions that you have businesses ask, you have individuals ask within the context of the business environment. And, you know, we've talked about what if, you know, why not, and who do you need to have on your team? What are some of the issues that come into play when trying to move forward successfully?
Well, you're going to get hit with the yeah, but there's a whole chapter on that. We spoke about that a little bit earlier.
Right.
So, you know, you've got this great plan. You've got a team assembled. You really think you've thought it through, and then somebody's going to hit up with yeah, but that's now's not a good time. Yeah, mm-hmm. but we don't really have it in the budget. Yeah, but. And so what we do as entrepreneurs is we anticipate the yeah, but. It's all part of the why not do it. Uh-huh. So if we ask why, then why not? We're trying to anticipate the resistance that we're likely to get and then plan accordingly. So how are we going to deal with this resistance? Let's not, you know, wing it. Let's go in with credibility and intelligence and good data. And let's do everything we can to influence support. And that's precisely what we do, what I do as a consultant with organizations. I have no influence, or I have no authority or control over anybody, but I have a tremendous amount of influence because I have credibility.
Uh-huh.
And I've gained credibility by getting the facts, by surrounding myself with good people, and by doing risk analysis to the point where we know, hey, there are some the risks here they are, and here's what we want to do about them. So we deal with those yeah, buts. And the other thing we have to be conscious of, there's a whole chapter called Now What?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people are always wondering, well, what's next? What's next? What's next?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important that we plan, and we plan carefully. We have to have a good business plan, a good project plan. We have to, you know, a good plan for the day, a good game plan, whatever you want to call it. But the reality is the world's full of uncertainty. Every day is full of uncertainty and variables that we just simply can't anticipate.
And it makes a lot of us squirm, that uncertainty.
Well, sure it does, because that's in the mind. Again, it's fear, and it's anxiety, and it's stress in the mind. So we have to learn poise, and we have to learn confidence and learn composure. And so it's a lot like a quarterback walking up to the line of scrimmage. This is something I was taught, you know, early on in my career, in my early career athletically was you've got to have poise and confidence, because if you show fear and you show doubt and you show uncertainty and nervousness, the whole team's going to read that and fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to lead effectively, we've walked up to the line of scrimmage. We've got a play called. You know, we have a plan. We've practiced it all week, but the reality is we don't know what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, we might gain yardage, we might score a touchdown, and we might get hurt. We just don't know. And so I take that through everyone's day. You know, we really don't know what's going to happen when the phone rings or who's going to be on the other end or what's going to happen. So we have to step up and approach life with confidence and poise and grace. And if we understand anything about the law of attraction, mm-hmm. which is that the universe returns to us that which we feel,
absolutely.
Not what we think, but what we feel, what we are, what our essence is.
Our vibration.
And if we approach day after day with poise and grace and a positive attitude and a we can do it approach, the universe is going to give us evidence that we can do it.
Yeah.
It's
not just confidence in the definition that I was raised to believe. Isn't there also a level of trust that's involved, trusting that things will unfold appropriately?
Well, yeah. And it's, by the way, I'm not talking about fake it till you make it. Because if you're faking it, you know you're faking it. It's not authentic. And the universe knows it's not authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it has to be real. So we have to approach each day with gratitude. That's the best place to start.
Uh-huh.
So, and a lot of people go, I don't have anything to be thankful for. I go, well, let's start with your pinky. You got a pinky? You like that? Your eyeballs? You know? You're breathing? How about air? Are you thankful for air? Try living without that. And so we forget just how fortunate we are to even be here.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunities we're surrounded with. And as soon as we shift into a mode of gratitude, energetically, we elevate significantly our vibrational frequency, so to speak. And
sure.
That's what the universe reads.
Absolutely.
So when we're at a higher frequency, we're drawing more higher frequency energy into our lives, which is joy, and it's bliss, and it's appreciation and gratitude, and ultimately enlightenment. Where we just become highly aware of the yin and yang of everything,
mm-hmm.
and we don't get so annoyed by the little things that used to annoy us or the people that used to annoy us. In fact, we see them as lessons and teachers and all part of the big picture.
And so this is all within the context of business as well as life. And I think for a long, long time, people sort of compartmentalize things. Okay, here's my spiritual practice here at home or in a church or synagogue or in you know, this gathering of my meditation group, but then here's work. Are you seeing that the work environment is changing now?
The work environment that I'm working in are changing because I'm helping lead that change.
Sure.
Absolutely. And in fact, I had people come up to me today just saying, wow, what a difference we're seeing around here in just a few months. It's incredible. People are coming out of their shells. They're opening up. They're more expressive. They're communicating more effectively. We're actually approaching change in a positive way rather than in a fearful way.
Mm-hmm.
We're becoming more creative, more innovative. And in fact, the CEO, and again, this is the CEO of a $10+ billion company. He said to a group of people just the other day, "I don't know what magic water you guys are drinking, but drink more and then tell me what it is, because I'm just blown away and fascinated by what I'm seeing." What was he seeing? He was seeing enthusiasm and passion and spirit and from people on a Thursday and a Friday who came in on Monday skeptical and nervous and doubtful.
And I think that's the kind of water that so many are thirsting for now within the context of their lives and within the context of their daily work environments. John, unfortunately, we're going to have to go to our final break. Can you just share in a minute or less your philosophy with our listeners?
Well, my philosophy is simply this. The world is changing, and it's ever-changing. And so the wise use change to their advantage. They don't resist it. It's like riding the wave. And that's the great Tao of the Tao Te Ching. It's the great current, the great flow. So it's very important that we learn how to get out in front of the change and lead the change and get other people to participate in the change, because resisting it is just going to force us to grow old faster,
mm-hmm.
age faster, become afraid, become bitter, and anxious and things like that. So, and if you just step back and think about it, not changing would be one of the worst curses we could ever experience.
Yes.
You know, everything's meant to change. And if you stop and think about it, grass doesn't have to try to grow green, mm-hmm. and oak trees don't have to try to grow tall. That's their essence. It's what they're meant to do.
Right.
Well, we're the same way. We're meant to grow. We're meant to evolve. Our spirits love it.
Right.
And when we get in our own way and we shut down our spirit because of fear, and then the world becomes dark.
Yes. Amen to that. John, thank you so much for joining me here today. Your website's venturemanagementconsultants.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm very Googleable, as I said before.
Terrific.
And if you plug in Zentrepreneur into a search bar, it should pop right up.
Great. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Christine. Many cheers and have a very happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And thanks for joining me here today. And next week's show, you don't want to miss somebody you've probably never heard of yet, but you'll be hearing a lot about her, Regina Cates. She's going to share about how to lead with your heart. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.